The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. And welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I've been watching the tournament that you got to bring your name, your game, and not your name, baby. Think about that for just a moment. You got to bring your game, not your name. Think about the Dookie V's. Think about some of the other big dogs that have gone down already. They brought their name, they didn't bring their game. Mercer brought their game, not their name, because nobody thought they were anything. But a lot of great basketball over the weekend, incredible stuff, lots of overtime thrillers. Major League Baseball got underway with Fred Wallen's Dodgers beating up on my Diamondbacks a little bit. So there is a ton of things going on in the sports world. Fred, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. The Dodgers really have not started, you understand, because 80% of Los Angeles cannot pick up the Dodger game since Time Warner has control. So until everybody else gets to watch the games, there are no Dodger baseball as far as Fred is concerned. As far as the NCAA tournament, Andy, I got to tell you, I was expecting the $1 billion, but no such luck. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, by the way,
I would have given you some, I swear to God.
I appreciate it. And by the way, since you said that, do you have any idea how much money Warren Buffett made in the first 22 hours of the tournament?
How many dollars did he make?
He made over the $1 billion that he was willing to give up. So this dude is unbelievable. The guy is a freaking genius. I'll give him that. So unbelievable stuff. The $1 billion only gave the guy more money. Just an amazing marketing tool. Unbelievable stuff. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back in just a few. And we're going to get into the sports world. All kinds of stuff happening. College basketball galore. Tons of things to talk about. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
At TomBartonSports.com, we charge no commission and no extra fees. Every member gets every play and every sport. TomBartonSports.com is less than $100 for 30 days of service. TomBartonSports.com is monitored and documented by multiple outside sources, including Pro Football Weekly, so you know we can be trusted. Come and join the TomBartonSports.com team today and start winning with integrity.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Alrighty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. We'll talk about anything, pretty much. Anything on your mind is really on our mind, to be honest with you. So, hey, Fred, we have a great show today, by the way. Let the folks know who we have coming up in about 10 minutes or so.
Well, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Ira Burkow has written a lot for 25 years or more for the New York Times, but he was born in Chicago. He's written an oral history of Wrigley Field. It's sort of like a coffee table book, but it's more than that because it's the history of the Cubs, the history of Wrigley Field, and basically the history of baseball since the Cubs have been here forever. So we'll talk about that to Ira in a few minutes right here on Dorf on Sports.
You know, and I did happen to look at the book a little bit, check it out, because obviously we got that sent to us. And you're right, man. It's a pretty interesting book, to be honest with you. And I've been to Wrigley. I don't know. Have you ever been to Wrigley Field or no, Fred?
Yeah, one time in my life. And I was going to throw this to Ira, and I think it's a reality. If you've ever been to a minor league park, that's how Wrigley Field, how you feel. And not from a negative standpoint, from a positive standpoint. You feel you're right in the middle of the action. Some of the new ballparks are like that. I've never been to Camden Yards, but they say that's how you feel there too. But there was a period of time when they built ballparks when you were so far away, you felt so far away that you really weren't part of the action. But Wrigley Field, you feel you're part of the action. Steve Bartman certainly felt he was part of the action. And, of course, his name has now gone down in Cub history is why did you try to catch that ball? But anyways, Wrigley Field is a beautiful park, the lovely confines of Wrigley, and Ira will be with us in about 15 minutes right here on the show.
You got it. Ira Burkow in just a little bit talking about Wrigley Field and the book. It's just an incredible place. If you've never been there, definitely encourage you to check out Wrigley Field. But hey, let's get back into things here a little bit, and I kind of want to go a little different direction with you real quickly and just ask you about all the transactions that you've seen in free agency and in the NFL so far. Just unbelievable, all kinds of things happening. Mike Vick, one of the latest things to happen, going to the Jets. They get rid of Sanchez, their franchise quarterback at one point. Now they've got Mike Vick in there in the mix as well. Interesting at all the different moves that are happening right now in free agency in the NFL, Fred.
Well, you know, the Sanchez thing is interesting from this perspective. He got attacked. Sanchez got attacked by teammates, anonymous teammates, maybe for not looking at enough film, not taking enough time to study next week's opponent. Well, that's the history also anonymously from players who play with Michael Vick. So, I mean, you get my idea in that they've picked up somebody who maybe has got the same problem as far as that's concerned that the predecessor. Of course, Vick's got the ability to scramble, and if you're the Jets' offensive line, perhaps you have to scramble a little bit more. But he's getting up there in age, and he's always seems to be injured. So I don't know what's going on. Obviously, Geno Smith last year certainly had his up moments, but more down moments. So I don't know what they're going to do. If Sanchez is going to catch on somewhere else, that's possible. If Vic's going to start, that's possible. If Geno Smith is going to start, that's possible. I don't imagine they're going to go back into the draft right away as far as a quarterback is concerned. So the Jets are the Jets. I mean, we'll see how that works out. They did pick up Eric Decker, and obviously Decker going from Peyton Manning to Geno Smith or Michael Vick is quite a drop-off, but he's a fine wide receiver, so he certainly can help the organization, I think, from that aspect. So we'll see. Here in Southern California, of course, we have the Chargers, but no team in Los Angeles. So, again, we're sort of like locked out of the whole situation. We really don't have a team. We don't have a team, and the Dodgers not on TV. We don't have the Dodgers either. So we've lost everything here, Andy, in Southern California.
Well, and speaking of depth and whatnot, Lance Moore signed with the Steelers, giving them another wide receiver that can go out there and catch the ball. Just so many transactions going on right now in football. It's pretty amazing. Hey, what do you make of Michael Sam? A lot of a lot of hype about him. He did have the workout the other day, and then an autograph signing that many people were out there for. It looks like this guy is going to make it in the NFL, Fred.
Well, I mean, it's going to be more difficult for him than if he had not. Well, look, he made a decision that it was best for him. I don't know if he's going to make it, or he's going to make it to the same point that if he hadn't come out, but emotionally, he had to. So it's a very, very tough situation for the young man. You just wish him the best. You hope his teammates and opponents treat him as you would treat anybody else, which in the NFL is not all that good, to tell you the truth. But the bottom line is to treat him just as you treat any other opponent or teammate. Give him the best shot possible, and you see what happens. Obviously, he's a good ball player, and you wish him the best. And he is a novelty. So from that perspective, he's going to make extra dough as far as commercial is concerned. He's saying signing autographs, certainly, but he's going to get a lot of advertising opportunities also because he had the guts to come out. I mean, how many people would have the guts to come out? A lot of players have, not a lot, but a few have after their career is over. Jason Collins, of course, I think thought his career was over when he came out a few months ago. Now he's, of course, playing. But still, I mean, for Michael Sam, at 21, 22 years of age, it took a tremendous amount of guts, and you wish him the best. That's all you can do.
Hey, Fred, in your opinion so far, what is the biggest free agency move by anybody?
Oh, I don't know. Raiders.
I like the Sproles move, to be honest with you, for Philadelphia. I mean, I think that's a really, really good move for them. Gives them another guy that can, get up and down and do some damage for them. And he's a tough guy to handle. You know, linebackers can't stick with this guy. And I don't know. I think that ultimately, right now, to me, that's one of the best moves.
Well, again, obviously, Drew Brees was very sorry to see him leave New Orleans. If you read his tweets, he, of course, played with Darren in San Diego and in New Orleans, and certainly still wished that he was playing for the Saints. And, yeah, you're right. Under Chip Kelly, it gives the Eagles one more possible guy to look for downfield or up the middle line, whatever the case might be. There was a lot of conversation, though, that would they make a deal as far as DeSean Jackson is concerned. At this point, he's still an Eagle. He is their best wide receiver. They did re-sign Jeremy Maclin, who missed all of last year. So if you add Maclin to DeShaun Jackson and Darren Sproles and McCoy, if you look around the league, I mean, there probably aren't four or five better offensive threats than that. Can you find one team that has more, bigger offensive threats than those four or five guys? I'm not sure that is the case. So you got to give the Eagles a shot to score a lot of points in 2014.
Yeah, I think they're going to be, they tried to have a bunch of plays this year, but I can only imagine next year them just trying to run that, if not more plays. So, yeah, I think Philadelphia is very interesting. And with Chip Kelly, he's somewhat of an offensive genius or a guru, if you will. So I think they'll figure it out. I think they'll get that thing going. And they found themselves a pretty good quarterback in Nick Foles. So, they got things kind of going in the right way. Hey, what do you think about this Irsay guy? I mean, obviously a tough break for him and the whole organization.
Well, I mean, he's going to rehab, and you wish him the best. Historically, I think he's been in trouble before. I mean, he's had problems before. And, you know, when you're behind the wheel, Andy, if I were a judge, I think you've known me a long time, Andy. I'm pretty liberal. But if I'm a judge and I have a drunk driver or a druggy driver, whatever the case might be, you got a loaded weapon there. So it's not just, you know, as far as what you can do to yourself, it's what you can do to others. And that's why he has to take care of it, just as a player would or anybody else would. He's a dangerous guy on the road, a dangerous guy under drugs, no question about it.
Absolutely. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back here with Ira Burko talking about Wrigley Field, the book, in just a moment. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, like I said, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And obviously with that music, everybody knows it means we're talking baseball. And I'll tell you what, an interesting book, Wrigley Field. We're lucky enough to have the author, Ira Burko, joining us here in just a moment. Fred, that's got to be an interesting sound to you. I know you're a big baseball guy, so how much do you love this time of the year, Fred?
Well, my two favorite sports have always been baseball and college basketball. So for Fred, although I didn't win the $1 billion, he's very, very happy indeed as far as sports is concerned, because, again, baseball to me is still the national pastime. DirecTV is very expensive. I used to have the NBA package, NHL package, and I still have the NFL package, but I've had the baseball package for 20 years, and it's because I love baseball. I love Cubs baseball in the morning, our time out here from the lovely confines of Wrigley Field, and you got to have the NFL package, and you have to have the baseball package because I love baseball, so that's it.
Hey, sounds good, and now joining us, author of the book, Wrigley Field, Ira Burko. How you doing, Ira?
I'm doing fine. Good. How are you guys?
Can't complain. You know, I mean, I'm sitting in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, where it's just another beautiful day, and I've got college basketball going on in the background, and, baseball has pretty much started already with the D-backs and Dodgers getting it started in Australia, and, you know, we're fortunate and lucky to be talking to you. And I got to start out and ask you, I mean, what inspired you to write the book about Wrigley Field?
Well, it's a coffee table book with great photographs in it, and it's by the Abrams Publishing Company, which does art books, and they had wanted to do a book on the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field, which is this year. And I was born and raised in Chicago, and I've written about Chicago in my columns in the New York Times. I've been in New York for 45 years, and I've been at the New York Times for a long time. You know, you grow up in a place, you root for a team, and your heart is still with that team no matter what. Of course, there's no cheering in the press box, but in your heart you can cheer. And the Abrams publishers came to me and asked me if I would write the narrative for this book, which is called Wrigley Field, an oral and narrative history of the home of the Chicago Cubs. So I did, and it from start to finish, from the time I began writing it until the publication recently, about 4 years.
Sounds good. Again, that is the voice of Ira Burko joining us here, author of the book Wrigley Field. And just look, I've been to Wrigley. Fred's been there. I've been there. It is such a special place. And I guess, you know, Fred thought of some things, but in your opinion, what makes Wrigley so special?
Well, it's an architectural gem, really, more so probably than any other ballpark. And more than any other sports facility, it's famous for the ivy on the walls in the outfield, and the symmetrical bleachers that rise up to the still hand-worked manual big scoreboard in center field on top of the bleachers, and then there's the iconic red brick retaining wall that separates the ball field from the bleachers. And everything seems close. I mean, you seem close to the field. The construction was remarkable in that way. And then I was opposed. It was the last ballpark to put in lights. It was in 8/8/88, August 8th, 1988. And I covered it for the New York Times. And I was opposed to the lights because I thought there would be big, light towers and stanchions. And it would take the charm and away from the ballpark and the integrity of it. But I was wrong. They put it low-lying lights on the roof that are elegant, really, and blend in with the ballpark. It's small seating relatively for a major league ballpark, 41,000. No matter how good the team plays or how poorly it plays, people just come out and fill up the ballpark for the most part. And then it's in a neighborhood, too. And, there's those guys sitting on the rooftops across Sheffield and Waveland Avenues and watching the game from rooftops, which happens in no other sports facility in the world, as far as I know.
Again, that is the voice of Ira Burko, the author of Wrigley Field. Go ahead, Fred.
Ira Burko, of course, a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, Wrigley Field, Oro, Narrative History, The Home of Chicago Cubs, Amazon.com, Abrams & Company published it. You can pick it up major bookstores everywhere. Ira, I got to get serious with you for a moment because this is more than a tabletop book. It's a history of baseball, history of the Cubs baseball, and this and that. My dad's from Chicago. Now, he told me that he was a Cubs fan, but when I was very young, he was a Brooklyn Dodger fan, and he was a Brooklyn Dodger fan for one reason and one reason only. the signing of Jackie Robinson. And you write about Phil Wrigley and his antipathy to give African Americans opportunity. In fact, there was a crack in there. I had never read that crack before. They picked up Gene Baker, and then I think Phil Wrigley said, well, then why do we get the other guy who happened to be Ernie Banks? He said, we needed somebody for Baker to roommate with. And when you read something like this, I mean, I know the Yawkey story in Boston, but I really didn't know. I mean, I know they hesitated to play African Americans, but explain that and talk about that for a moment, would you, on the show?
Well, when Branch Rickey, who was the president of the Dodgers, wanted to sign Jackie Robinson, and he did in 1946. Robinson played in 47, or maybe the signing was actually, I think, in December 45. But and Robinson played in Montreal AAA in 46 and came up to the Dodgers in 47. But there were 16 baseball teams, Major League Baseball teams at the time. And the Major League, the owners got together and took a vote of whether they wanted a black player in the major leagues or not. And the vote was 15-1 that they did not want a black in the major leagues. And Phil Wrigley was one of those 15. And Branch Rickey said, no matter what, we're going ahead with it. And they did. And then pretty soon, a couple more teams got some black players, a few more, and the Cubs didn't get their first black player until 1953, as you say, Gene Baker. And so this was 6 years after Jackie Robinson. And you mentioned Yawkey and the Red Sox. They didn't have a black player until 1959, Pumpsy Green. So 59, that was 12 years, more than a decade after the Dodgers signed Jackie Robinson.
Again, that is the voice of Ira Bricco. Go ahead, Fred.
No, an interesting time, certainly in baseball in the 40s and the 50s. Let's move forward, because you write about this very well, as you always do, Ira. You write about the home run chase, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, two guys from definitely two different backgrounds. Mark McGwire from right here in Southern California, the son of a dentist, so he was well taken care of. The other guy, Sammy Sosa, Dominican Republic. And again, at that point, the chase was on. And talk about that magical year for baseball, which, of course, now isn't quite as magical with the drug situation, but 1998.
Yeah, well, I covered it for the New York Times and writing it in my Sports of Times column, and it was so exciting. I mean, it was on the edge of your seat kind of stuff. It was a horse race between Sosa and McGwire, and who's going to break the record. And then when they broke the record, how much farther can they go, and who's going to beat who for the home run championship. And, I remember sitting in both Wrigley Field watching Sosa and Busch Stadium in St. Louis when both teams were playing other teams other than each other. And they would post up, McGwire had 54 home runs, say, and it posted on the scoreboard, Sosa just hit a home run, he's at number 55, and there was a groan in Busch Stadium. That kind of thing, and the whole country was riveted. And baseball seemed to be there was a strike or in 1994, and baseball's still trying to recuperate from that. They losing some fans who've come back, I believe. But it restored that home run race restored a lot of excitement about Major League Baseball. And Sosa and McGwire have been tainted in some way, but with the steroid thing and taking steroids. But I vote for the Hall of Fame. I'm still a voter, and I vote for all the people who were the best of their generation, and who, regardless of anything else, performed on the field. And so I do not know who did and who did not do drugs, performance-enhancing drugs. You know, we all knew that Ryan Braun didn't do performance-enhancing drugs. He was the golden boy. Well, then he did. We all know that Derek Jeter did not do performance-enhancing drugs, and he may not have. And it's never been proved, and there's never been any taint on Derek Jeter. But I ask anybody, would you bet your house that Derek Jeter did not do drugs? And the answer is no, because you can't be 100% sure. And so I'm not 100% sure who did and who did not. I know that if I were taking performance-enhancing drugs, when I was playing in high school baseball, I probably wouldn't hit the ball past the shortstop. So I give credit to these people, and you know, maybe you could hit the ball a little bit farther. But I mean, with drugs, but Sosa and McGuire were pounding the ball way out of the ballpark, and so I give them both credit, and I'm not sure about the taint.
Hey, Ira, we're up against it. Really appreciate you taking time out with us. One more time, tell people maybe how they can get the book and maybe a little bit how they can get more information on you.
Yeah, well, you go to Amazon or you can go to Google for me bookstore. But, you know, it's a coffee table book. It's a gorgeous book with great, great photographs, both black and white at the turn of the century, of last century. And even up to now, and beautiful pictures of night games and Wrigley Field. And it's not only a Cubs book and a Wrigley Field book, but a baseball history book. And even it says something about America as well.
Great stuff, Ira. Really appreciate you taking time out. Chicago, Illinois native, American Pulitzer Prize-winning sports reporter, columnist and writer, hanging out with us here on the program. So we really appreciate it. Keep it close. We'll be right back with more Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're in the military, and that means you can do 100 more push-ups than we can. So for that, and everything else you do 100 times better, enjoy a $100 credit when you activate a new qualified line of service available on the AT&T Mobile Share Value Plan. To learn more, go to att.com/military savings.
Credit offer ends March 31st, 2014. Activate new qualified wireless line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Visit att.com/100credit for full requirements. Eligibility requirements and other charges and restrictions apply.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you missed it, Ira Burkow just joined us, author of the book Wrigley Field, but also American Pulitzer Prize-winning sports reporter, columnist, and writer. Just not something that you're going to get every day, to be honest with you. So hopefully you caught it. If not, well, keep it close because that's the kind of guys we get here on the program. And speaking of that, we got another good one coming up for you right now, Fred. I don't even know if you knew, but we got Jeff Rich coming up with us here in just a moment. But, hey, I got to ask you, Fred, because I know you're a UCLA guy. Have you been happy with the way UCLA's played the last few days and the last few games?
Well, have to be. Certainly the way they played in the tournament and the first game against Tulsa 2 days ago. But, again, the game before that, they lost to Washington State in Pullman. The odds of losing to Washington State in Pullman for UCLA, I think they've lost 2 out of 35 historically against the Cougars. So that was disappointing. But since then, they clobbered Stanford and Oregon in the Pac-12 tournament. They beat Arizona in the Pac-12 tournament. They bested Tulsa, and Tulsa's better than people think. And later today, of course, at Stephen F. Austin, the Bruins a 9-point favorite. I wouldn't give the 9 or take the 9. That bigger, the number's too big. But I'm certainly going to enjoy the game, and I hope the Bruins move on. If they move on, it's Florida. And, Andy, here's the problem with Florida. Bruins have lost 3 straight times in the tournament to the Gators, once for the national title, once in the semifinals, and once in the, I think, the round of 32. So they've lost 3 straight times to Billy Donovan and the Gators. We'll see how that works out if UCLA can beat Stephen F. Austin later today.
Well, and speaking of the Gators, they've been strong. I mean, you know, people thought Pittsburgh would give them a whole heck of a lot of trouble, and in the second half they proved to just be a little too strong and maybe too disciplined, to be honest with you. But really impressed with the way that they're playing, impressed with the way a lot of these teams are playing. And, you know, you heard me say it in the intro, you got to bring your game and not your name in this tournament. And, you know, the Dukes out there, they got the name, but they didn't have the game this year. And Parker looked like a young player, to be honest with you. Mercer made him look pretty average. And to be honest with you, I am all for these kids staying in school for 2 and 3 and maybe even 4 years, because it's going to make the college game better, number one, but the NBA game better, number two, and maybe more importantly, because we know that that's the ultimate goal as to what these kids are really playing for, or a lot of them are playing to get to the next level. But, hey, let's welcome in Jeff Rich to talk about this and other stuff. Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing? Have we got Jeff?
I cannot hear him.
I can't hear him either, so we'll try to figure it out. And when we get him,
can you guys hear me?
Got you now. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you fellas doing this morning?
No complaints. You know, again, we're talking sports. I mean, I really don't think it gets much better than that, to be honest with you, especially with all the things that are going on. Obviously, the March Madness tournament, baseball just getting underway with the Dodgers and D-backs. And, I mean, this is really, honestly, truthfully, one of the best times to be talking sports. But, you know, your thoughts initially on some of the things that we were just kind of mentioning. And right now, by the way, Stanford and Kansas in a tough game where Kansas is having trouble with the length of Stanford and not able to crack this zone right now. They haven't taken a 3-pointer from what I've seen. But your thoughts about some of these smaller teams or lesser known teams coming and taking out some of the big dogs, Jeff?
Well, I think Stephen F. Austin is a team to seriously look out for. It's a little early to talk about UCLA Florida, which is, you know, which seems to be a game that gets played, you know, 2 or 3 times every 5 years. But Stephen F. Austin's on a heck of a winning streak. Had a little scare, had to call on divine intervention a little bit to help them out against VCU in the waning seconds, getting the, you know, that dreaded 4-point play that, you know, that yeah. You never want to commit a foul on when somebody's taking a 3-point shot with time running out. But, you know, I think this Kansas matchup is kind of scary. I've seen Stanford play. Depends on what team Stanford team shows up. You know, and another thing I want to point out is I've got Michigan, you know, on the final line of my bracket, and I think that they've certainly played like it. They made Texas, you know, they had no problem with Wofford. You know, Texas hung with them for a little bit, but Michigan never really was in was threatened by them. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that Wichita State, Kentucky is certainly an intriguing matchup.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, look, that's definitely a David versus Goliath in the way it sounds. But Wichita State thinks that they can play with anybody, and they've shown that they can play with anybody. And this is just another one of those days for them to prove that, to be honest with you. And I don't know. I welcome it. I look forward to watching that game later on today, because I'll tell you what, Wichita State's for real, and they do have to get through Kentucky, and I can't wait to watch it, to be honest with you. But, Fred, let me ask you this, and then we'll throw it to Jeff as well. You know, I see a lot of no quit, you know, in those teams like the Mercers and the Stephen F. Austin or this, you know, they just seem to have no quit in them when the game is at the end. Even North Dakota in their defeat, you know, North Dakota State, they battled. I mean, there's a lot to be said about those little guys competing until the final buzzer. Your thoughts, Fred?
Well, that's the fun of the NCAA basketball tournament. For North Dakota State in the Summit League, first win ever. And, again, they played hard yesterday in defeat. It's life and death for these guys. The other guys, if they're going to come back a year or two or three more in college, will have another shot, most likely. The UCLAs will have another shot if you're not going to jump to the pros. The other schools will have another shot. The Dukies will have another shot, the players on those teams. But for these schools, it's a miracle that they get in. And again, it's David versus Goliath in the eyes of the world, but maybe not in these guys' eyes. Maybe these guys say, well, I wasn't recruited out of high school by the Dukes, but I was recruited by North Dakota State or whatever, or Mercer, whatever the case might be. I got to prove how really good I am, and I am not going to give up at any point in time. And that's why you have the upsets. I think you've had more upsets this year than in most of the past years, and it makes it even more exciting. But you got to give these kids credit because to them, it's life and death, and it's more than that. I mean, it's everything, and they're putting out 100%. Andy, I agree with you 100%.
Well, and here's another thing to think about, guys, is that in reality, you know, like you just said, because of so many underclassmen from the Dukes or the Kansases and North Carolinas, you name it, they go out so early after their first or maybe second year if they can keep them that long these days. But the other teams, you know, the Mercers and the Wichita States, they have these guys for 3 and 4 years. And there's something to be said for seasoning, okay? Look, you can have all the potential in the world that you can think of. But at the end of the day, there's something to be said for experience, okay? And having the ability to go out there and perform under pressure, I think you get that over time. So I think the reps of being in college basketball is a lot more important than saying, hey, I've got a lot of potential. I want to go learn on the next level. I guess what I'm trying to say is, what happened to learning in high school and then taking it to the college and learning there? I mean, you just don't see the Shane Battiers anymore. You know, a guy who goes for 4 years and really polishes his game. I think that's a missed thing, and I really think these kids got to understand it's more important to get that darn degree than to go out there and play basketball and try to get to the next level.
But the dollar figure is so high, how do you turn it down? There's a kid on UCLA, and let's throw it to Jeff in a moment, Zach LaVine, who doesn't even start, and he's in a horrible shooting slump. His people think that he's going to be a lottery pick, and he's going to be a lottery pick. So how do you turn down, you know, a three-year guaranteed contract now under the new collective bargaining thing, I think it is. So that's $10 million. How do you turn down $10 million? Jeff Rich, what are your thoughts about what Andy said?
You know, I think it's a difficult thing, and I think that the system might be broken. You know, and I think that we've had these problems in college sports translating to the pros across the board. I know that there's been a little bit of a fight to, you know, fight the age policy in the NFL. The NBA probably needs to, you know, I know a lot of people will say that one and done doesn't work, and I certainly agree with it, but, you know, they want to take it back to the Moses Malone, LeBron James days where you can come straight out of high school and skip the charade of the one and done. I think that they should stay 3 years. I think that should be a mandate, and I think it would make both the college game and the NBA game a better product.
Well, yeah, I mean, most definitely. And I think, you know, Adam Silver is trying to do something about an age limit. But again, it's really difficult to say to someone, hey, you know, you can't do this. We live in a society where you're pretty much able to do whatever you want. And for us to say, hey, well, you can't go out and make money, it causes some issues and problems. So, look, I understand the whole complexity of it all. I guess as a selfish person and a real person that enjoys watching the games, that I wish that these kids would take more pride in learning the fundamentals at an earlier age and then going on to the next level and being what's called a true professional. You know, I mean, I think that that's really what's missed in this whole thing is that professionalism. And the game at the NBA level now is so watered down because we're letting kids get out after the first year, and we base it on this word called potential instead of what you have actually done. And I think that that ultimately, guys, is where we're at, and maybe that's a problem that we've kind of brought on ourselves, or you know, people in the NBA have brought on themselves because they want that talent right away, and they can see the potential in somebody instead of looking at the finished product maybe after 3 or 4 years.
But
look at a guy like Anthony Bennett, who was the first overall pick in the draft, leaves UNLV as a freshman, considered probably one of the bigger busts, you know, of all the number one overall picks in the history of the NBA draft. And, yep. And you know, I mean, and it's not just Bennett. It goes back to guys like Kwame Brown, Kwame Brown coming right out of high school anyway. That's just one of the bigger busts that would probably benefit from staying 2 or 3 years in school.
Yeah, but, most definitely.
But how do you turn down $10 million? I mean, you can get an insurance policy if you're going to get hurt or something. But take a look at Mike Moser. If he comes out 2 years ago, he's a number one draft pick. He's a lottery pick. He gets hurt last year at UNLV. He wouldn't have been drafted at all if he came out last year. So he's already graduated. He goes to Oregon. Now he's not going to be a lottery pick, but he might be a number one pick. I'm just saying it's a gamble for these kids because $10 million is a lot of money, or $8 million is a lot of money. You're not going to ever have a chance to make it again. And they see the money, and their friends say, take it, and that's why they're going to take it. I don't think you can stop them. I really don't think it's fair to stop them. I agree with Andy 100%. The game's better, and I agree with Jeff 100%. The game's better if they'd stay 3 or 4 years, but I don't think you can ask them to stay 3 or 4 years or mandate they stay 3 or 4 years.
Hey, Jeff, we're up against it, so I'm going to leave you with this final question here. And if there is somebody that you think can make it to the Final Four, like a Dayton or potentially a Mercer, in your humble opinion, who would it be that's going to be the shocker to get to the Final Four?
I think that as low as the lowest seed I'd be willing to go would be San Diego State coming out of that Anaheim region. If they can hold off, if they can beat the Wildcats next weekend, they're looking at Wisconsin, Creighton, or Baylor in the Elite Eight game. I think that San Diego State is probably the lowest seed that has a legitimate chance. I think that Iowa State might be considered a bit of a surprise as well.
Hey, Jeff, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich hanging out with us. Keep it close. Fred and I will be back to wrap this thing up. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here today on Morfont Sports, right here on the Sports Byline on USA Radio Network. Got to thank Ira Burko for joining us, author of the book Wrigley, as well as an American Pulitzer Prize-winning sports reporter, columnist, and obviously writer, along with Fred Wallen, who joins me every week, and then Jeff Rich. Hey, Fred, before we get out of here today, I want to ask you, what's your most excited about in today's basketball for the Final Four, or for the NCAA March Madness tournament, and obviously the road to get to the Final Four? What are you most intrigued about today, and what are you looking forward to the most?
Well, it's my UCLA Bruins. I grew up with John Wooden, so every time they're in the tournament, I care more. When they get knocked out, I care less. So I hope they can beat Stephen F. Austin. No, I wouldn't give or take the 9 points. I think it'll be a good game. For me, it's the UCLA Bruins. And later, Gonzaga and Arizona should be an interesting game, too, because the Wildcats are not a deep club. Any foul trouble, watch out. Gonzaga's had injuries this year, but I think they're healthier now and they're deeper. They'll probably play eight guys versus Arizona six. Arizona's about a 6.5-point favorite. Again, I wouldn't give or take, but it's going to be a great game to watch. That's at 9:40 in the east, 6:40 in the west. But, of course, that time is going to be backed up because, as we know, Andy, some of the previous games go longer than expected. So it'll be tonight, and it'll be exciting to watch.
Yeah, they obviously go a little bit longer. You can't predict time too much. But in general, hey, real quickly, I think there's a lot of great matchups today. You know, obviously the Kansas and Stanford game is proven to be a tight one already. Later on, North Carolina, Iowa State should be up and down. You got Austin playing UCLA, a huge underdog in a sense, but they feel like they should be there. They're riding a long win streak that they've got right now. So I agree with you, man. I think it's one of those days. Get your popcorn. Sit back and enjoy the ride, because we don't know what's going to happen today, Fred. So, as always, man, really appreciate talking to you and look forward to doing it again next week, Sunday, man.
See you then, Ann.
For Fred, for Scott, for Ira, for Jeff, I am the Dorf Man saying go watch a lot of basketball, enjoy the day, and we'll be back at you right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network next week. Peace, everybody. We're out of here.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.